Coach, you know, after breaking down the game a little bit from yesterday, you know, what are some of your big takeaways from yesterday's game, and what didn't go well for you guys?
Well, I thought, you know, it was kind of a different stories woven within that basketball game. We had 11 turnovers in the first half, really sloppy decision making, three of them in the post. You know, bad passes, bad decision, and some perimeter stuff going on, five-second call on an end out of bounds. Just didn't have the crispness and the execution and, you know, real solid poise on a road game where we've got to be better, frankly. And then we kind of addressed that situation at halftime and only had three turnovers in the second half. And then all of a sudden it turned into not being able to make open shots and shots around the rim. So I thought offensively we put a lot of strain on ourselves. We weren't functioning very well. We're going to get back to the drawing board this week and make sure we clean some stuff up. We saw a lot of zone between Oregon State and Oregon, and the week before it was man. And, you know, heading into the Arizona State, Arizona, I know we'll see a lot of man against Arizona, and who knows what against Arizona State, but we've got to be, we just have to play harder. You know, there's sometimes I think you get lost in, hey, let's play hard defensively and scramble around, and we didn't have the sense of urgency that we needed to on offense. And then as I looked at the defensive clips, three things I think probably stood out more than anything is that there were some kind of frenzy, scramble, end of possession, loose balls, 50-50 balls that they came up with, and all of a sudden we went completely brain dead and gave up 10 points off of five of those. That there was eight 50-50 balls in the basketball game. We got the first two of the game. They got the final six, and they scored 10 points out of those six. And just too deflating. You know, we got to be able to, whether it's rebounding, getting on the floor, whatever it is, finish a possession until we're truly on offense. And I thought we were, you know, maybe the pace of that game was a little something new for us with some athletes. And then I thought we missed three or four charges, big time plays. And if you want to be a good team, you got to make some good plays. And we kind of took the easy, soft way out, got out of the way, got dunked on once. But those are plays that are game-winning plays going down the stretch. And then the last thing defensively that I was disappointed with, again, in the latter part of the game was we had some breakdowns in our game plan coverage, which just randomly did some things that that we've never done before and put ourselves by. Young hit the big three out of the corner off the end out of bounds when we're down four with 2 minutes to go. And for the life of me, I don't know why that happened. So it's a combination of things. It's not easy to, you know, wrap it around one or two concepts. It was different points in the game that we had breakdowns, and that's, you know, it's a three-point game with a couple minutes to go, and it looks worse than that at 11. But, if we want to get where we want to go, there's just not that much margin for error. We've made far too many errors.
State, but beyond that, it seemed like those guys kind of struggled to kind of get looks and produce points. What has to happen there? Is that a scheme thing? Is that guys have to play harder? Guys have to feed those guys? What's going on there?
Well, again, it's not as simple as one sentence answer. It's, you know, there's plenty of clips, and we saw them against Oregon State and Oregon, where guys are open in the post, and we don't have the ability to feed them. We're not feeding them. Okay, so that's one of the concepts. The other one that exists, I think, is when those guys are getting the ball down there. We had three turnovers on double teams. We were really soft with the ball, made some turnovers when the ball went in, and then we had a half a dozen really sloppy, lazy, pretty finishes that should have been aggressive, trying to dunk the ball to get to the free throw line. We're going in and avoiding contact and missing N1s. And so I think about it as a little guy. It's a combination. If I'm a small guy, I'm saying, why am I going to throw the ball in there? Because, you know, we're either turning it over or we're missing shots. So let me take this on my own. And it's a lot like what we talk about. It's a team thing. You know, everybody needs to do their job. If the big is open, the small needs to deliver it. if the big gets the ball, he needs to go make the right play. So it's a little bit on our bigs for not being productive enough, and it's also on our smalls for not giving them an honest look inside and then getting them the basketball when they need it.
Especially at this point in the season where the pecking order in the Pac-12 was pretty well established, how do you prevent Arizona State from being a trap game and the players looking forward to the Arizona game on Saturday?
You don't. We're not concerned about that. I think that's something that might be a better story for you guys out there, actually. But it's nothing changes for us in the last 3.5 years. It's never about somebody that's further down the schedule, and I'm not fearful of that at all because our coaching staff is not wired that way, and our players aren't wired that way. It's what's in front of us. We won't be talking about Arizona internally until Thursday night. So. You know, you guys can discuss that, but I don't know. I'd be really surprised if that were the case for us.
And with the split with the road trip here this last week, what's the mindset of your players and how are they responding, getting ready to come into this week? Just with your interaction with them so far, you probably haven't had a lot of practice with them.
Well, I don't think our emotional state right now is based on anything to do with the split. It's based on the fact that we got beat. You know, in our last game and didn't make enough positive plays. So there's no consolation prize with splits. And our goal wasn't to get a split. Our goal was to complete that mission and go and get a couple road wins. And it was there in front of us. And the other team played harder, more inspired basketball. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way, if we want to reach some goals that have a lot more attention to detail and a lot more energy to finish some plays. And that's where we are right now. Our mindset is I just gave them a little warning to make sure that they're ready for some ugly video and some big boy conversations at practice today and to get ready. It's a new day. And, you know, the reality is I think you always have – your team's attention. We've been really good. I've been pleased with our practices, regardless if we win or lose the previous game. I've always said this year you could come in to a practice right now not knowing what our record was, and you'd be hard pressed to know whether we were 4-20 or 20-4 because of the approach and how we get through our practices. So the reality, human nature. I think it's always a little humbling when you do lose. And, you know, we watched 40-some clips after the Oregon State win, and we try to approach it as though you lose that game. You try to practice and prepare as if you've lost your previous game. And our guys have done a nice job, but there's nothing like the real thing when you do get beat. I don't think any of us felt positive about their performances last night. So it's a great thing about sports this time of year is we get a chance to lace them up this afternoon and maybe get some of that taste out of our mouth.
Larry, what is Arizona State doing different than the last time you played them? Obviously, they've beaten Arizona recently, and they swept the L.A. schools. They're playing a little better basketball, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting some great performances from guys. If you look down their stat sheet, it's not necessarily one guy. There's been different guys that have stepped up, but they're dang close to having 5 or 6 guys in double figures. I think maybe their rotation's a little clearer than it was previously. This is that time of year when you get down to 7 or 8 guys. And so I think there's more minutes for some of those players, and they seem to be comfortable in their roles. But they've won 4 out of 5 and, playing some good basketball, playing together. And, nice job pick and roll. They're getting some nice performances out of their bigs. Foreman has been on a tear for him lately, and then some guys are shooting the ball from the perimeter. The guys that usually shoot it are doing a nice job, so they're doing exactly what I think they've kind of had it written up and drawn up to do.
And any thoughts of being the last week of home games?
It's senior night on Saturday. I don't want to get too caught up in it. I'd like to think of it as kind of a senior weekend, but, our crowd has been really solid all year, and, winding it down, it's just that time. It's hard to believe how fast it goes each and every year. You get, we got 2-2, 2 home, 2 on the road, and Vegas is going to be here right around the corner. So it's just amazing to me how fast this year goes. But it's really, our focus is on basketball and not a lot of the external stuff.
Mentality-wise, I know you guys are trying to get through this final stretch of regular season, but what would you like to see these guys improve mentally as you get into sort of tournament season and playing an environment where you're going to be playing in unfamiliar courts and unfamiliar environments?
I'd like to see, it's a mindset right now. February is hard. You get to the end of February. I've listened to some other coaches talk about it, but this is that time of year when, to me, there shouldn't be a whole lot of thinking going on. There can't be any pity parties if you're not playing enough. There can't be any regrets because of effort. I mean, it's stuff that we've talked about all year. Case in point, at the game against Oregon, when I blew a gasket in a timeout in the first half, in the middle of that turnover barrage, yet it's tied. You know, it's like 21-21, and we had 8 turnovers. You can't, certain things you can't talk about anymore. You can't talk about playing hard, and you can't talk about not turning it over. Certain things you have to bring to the table. And I think the challenge is for our guys individually, is that everybody, when you're presented with an opportunity, and I feel like we've got a chance maybe to do something this year that would be memorable for a lot of years to come. And let's not complicate it. I'm internal in terms of what I'm trying to focus on. What can I do to help our team? And I'm not worried about people's feelings this time of year, and I'm not worried about a lot of external stuff. And I think that's what our players need to do too, is what is it I can do to help our team? What do I need to bring to the table? Who's going to be our 50-50 ball guy, our loose ball scrapper that's going to go clean up all the mess and save some of those possessions at the end? I mean, you know, who's going to jump up and make a big shot? Who's not going to turn it over? So those guys, those are challenges for each guy on our team. But it's not time for a big, coaches meeting and a big players only meeting and a players coaches meeting and blah, 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 because we've had enough meetings. And I think it's that time of year where you just get a little bit on edge and personally get a little bit cranky and internalize some things and make sure everybody's holding up their end of the bargain. And if we do that individually, then hopefully we can accomplish some collective goals. But it's not, it's not time for a lot of talk. I think it's time for some action.
You mentioned a bunch of roles. Is one of those, sort of maybe a guy who can kind of drive more and penetrate more? I mean, DeLon's kind of been that for you, but it seems like he's the only guy kind of getting sort of penetration in a lot of these games. Are you looking for someone else on the wings to kind of drive more into the lane and kind of break some of that zone D up?
Well, I think you have to be careful telling guys. We got some pretty literal characters on our team when you tell them, to be a driver. Then all of a sudden that's what they're going to do. Well, I think it's important that we do what we do. If, I think Dakari's getting better at putting the ball on the floor. I don't want to tell Kenneth Ogbe to drive, because then he drives every time. You know, there's a time and a place for it. But certainly we need to become more skilled basketball players on the perimeter. If you're telling guys to drive, then they're not feeding the post if the post is wide open. So that happened yesterday. I just want guys to catch the ball and be a player, be triple threat, and if a pass is available, pass it. If a shot's available, shoot it. And if a lane is open to drive, then drive it. That's where you get the triple threat from. But, it's okay. It's, there's a little bit of an edge. It's not time to recreate stuff and come up with a new plan and throw away our offense. It's just, again, let's simplify some things and do what we do, but be able to make another play if that option's not there.
And just how are you kind of assessing the freshmen at this point? Jakob kind of had a good start, got a little held up by foul trouble. Burkott had, I think, some presence in a little bit on the road trip, and Kuzma, we saw at various times. How are these guys kind of doing at this point, and what would you like to see them contribute?
Every one of them needs to do more. And it's not just a freshman. It's just what I got done answering in a long answer before. It's not the coaches not playing me enough. It's not any of that stuff. We've had good performances by all those guys you mentioned, our freshmen, and we've had not so good performances. And if you want to start winning games this time of year, you need to have 3, 4, or 5 guys having what everybody in the room would say, you know what, that they played a pretty good game. You can't have 1 or 2 guys that are playing a good game and expect to do any damage. So I'm not here to address or undress anybody on our team. We've had great moments and had not so great moments, and now it's just time to let's start putting a bunch of it together. And again, quit thinking about it. I don't need to have any heart-to-heart discussions with you. It's time to get after it and finish the season. It's like, 30 games in a season right now, and we've got 26 of them behind us. I mean, it's like being in a marathon, roughly, and you can kind of see the finish line. I don't think that's time for any kind of evaluations. It's about surviving and finishing the race strong, quite honestly. And usually the people coming to the finish line in a marathon, if they're trying to evaluate a bunch of stuff, they're probably falling flat on their face, because it's your training is done. As I say all the time, the hay's in the barn. How much better are we going to get right now? How much are you going to improve as a shooter? Or I don't know. It's limited time, but let's start putting it together and challenge ourselves individually.